Paul and Timotheus, also known as Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, meaning all those predestined to become Christians, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Timothy was Paul's own son in the faith, as we know from the first epistle to Timothy, just as those of the church in Philadelphia will be the spiritual fathers of the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, as well as whosoever will choose to repent when the Holy Spirit speaks through those of the church in Philadelphia during the latter half of the five-month-long hour of temptation. So with a word of wisdom from our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, the seventh trumpet being when the true Christ returns, 2.5 months after Satan appears as the false Christ at the sixth trumpet, and 2.5 months before that is when Satan and his angels will be cast from heaven to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, which is when the five-month-long hour of temptation will begin. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ, meaning the inward affection of Jesus Christ, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, meaning discernment, especially to know the difference between the truth of God's word and the deception brought about through the four hidden dynasties, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, meaning until the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns and the thousand-year-long day of the Lord begins. But that won't happen until Satan appears as the Antichrist 2.5 months beforehand, when all six trumpets of deception are sounding at the same time. The first four trumpets began to sound in 1830, 1913, 1945, and 1948, corresponding with the globalization of the four hidden dynasties of education, economics, politics, and religion. And then in 1969, the fifth angel began to sound, but five means grace in biblical numerics, and the grace period of the fifth trumpet, when the seed of the seal of God gets placed in the foreheads of the 144,000, will continue until the woe of the fifth trumpet, when Satan and his angels get cast to earth, which is when the one world political system of Revelation 13 will emerge and then get wounded to death, after which Satan will appear as the Antichrist, deceiving most Christians into being killed spiritually when they worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. That's when those of the church in Philadelphia will get delivered up and the Holy Spirit will speak through them, bringing the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna out of the deception, along with whosoever will choose to repent at that time, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places, looking forward to the delivering up during the sixth trumpet of those refusing to worship Satan when he appears in Jerusalem as the Antichrist, and what the Holy Spirit will say through those who get delivered up during that time will be broadcast throughout the globe and understood in every language, causing many to repent, whereby they can take part in the first resurrection when the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And when those of the church in Philadelphia get delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, the Holy Spirit speaking through them is what will start the same sort of chain reaction written of in the book of Acts, beginning with chapter 2. And it's also in the book of Acts where you can read about how Paul was delivered all the way up to Caesar, who was a type of Antichrist. Some indeed indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set, which means appointed, for the defense of the gospel. In other words, those trying to discredit Paul were also inadvertently spreading the gospel that Paul preached. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, because again, the gospel was being spread even by those attempting to draw people away from it, as it is this day, and during the sixth trumpet, those who betray their family and friends to Satan, thinking he's Jesus' return, will be causing the words of the Holy Spirit to be transmitted throughout the globe through those they cause to be delivered up, which will cause many to repent, whereby they can be grafted back into God's family tree. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always. So now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I wot not. Meaning, if Paul were given the choice whether to remain in the flesh or go be with Christ in heaven, he didn't know which he'd choose. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, unless they repent, as far as those born of woman are concerned. But the adversary, who is the son of perdition, is that old serpent called the devil and Satan, whose angels will be cast into the lake of fire at the seventh trumpet, and then after the 1,000 years are finished, Satan himself will be cast into the lake of fire, along with all who choose to follow him again at that time. But to you of salvation and that of God, because all who are in Christ Jesus after the 1,000 years are finished, having taken part in either the first or the second resurrection, will go into the eternity, which is the third world age. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me and now here to be in me. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels, meaning inward affection, and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, because everything our Heavenly Father does is done out of love, and that's because God is love, as we know from the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of the 1st Epistle of John. The purpose of this second world age being to prevent as many as possible from going into the lake of fire after the 1,000 years are finished, because it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance through the Lord Jesus Christ. And for us to be like-minded as Christians, we all need to stay in God's word chapter by chapter and verse by verse with understanding. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And planting seeds from God's word is how to bear fruit, which means having a part in others being added in to the many-membered body of the true Christ, if God causes those seeds to grow. And beyond that, we're also expected to warn those who are already Christians that before the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet, Satan will appear as the false Christ at the sixth trumpet. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word Word was God, Christ Jesus being the Word of God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Jesus being translated means Yahweh Savior, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And it's at the seventh trumpet that the Lord Jesus Christ returns, changing all flesh into spiritual bodies, and all who are part of God's family tree through Christ Jesus at that time will take part in the first resurrection. But those who failed to repent before the seventh angel sounded will have to absorb the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood and stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished in order to take part in the second resurrection, whereby they can go into the eternity, which is the third world age. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So in other words, work out your own salvation that can only be obtained through Christ Jesus, being obedient to the Father as best we can, putting his will first. And again, God's will is that none should perish, but that all come to repentance through Christ Jesus. And by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, as we know from verses 8 and 9 of Ephesians chapter 2. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, which means a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Because the generation of the fig tree is for the most part made up of that third who followed Satan in the first world age. And at 666, when Satan appears as the Antichrist, most Christians will be deceived into being killed spiritually and grafted into Satan's family tree, along with the rest of the non-Christians, including the Kenites, who are the natural branches of Satan's family tree. But then what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia who will get delivered up at that time will bring those of the church in Smyrna, who are the 144,000, as well as whosoever will, out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means, and back into God's family tree in the same sort of chain reaction you can read of in the book of Acts, beginning with chapter 2. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain, the day of Christ being the 1,000 years that begin at the seventh trumpet, when the true Christ returns. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Paul here is talking about being literally killed, but in the futurist sense, looking forward to the sixth trumpet, delivered up to death as a figure of speech, because death is one of Satan's names, and only the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, will get killed literally 3.5 days before the seventh angel sounds and the true Christ returns. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Paul meant here historically, rejoice with me if my flesh body is killed, because that means he went to be with Christ, which is far better, as we covered in chapter 1. But in the futurist sense, the rejoicing comes from the fruit brought forth from those who will get delivered up to death, figuratively speaking, because again, many will repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say during that time. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send to Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father he has served with me in the gospel. And in the same way Timothy was Paul's own son in the faith, the 144,000, and whosoever will repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through Philadelphia are their own children also, spiritually speaking. Him there therefore, meaning Timothy, who is a type here of the 144,000, and whosoever will repent when those of Philadelphia get delivered up, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. So then you could see Epaphroditus here as being a type of Philadelphia's children's children, meaning those who repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the 144,000 and the first group of those who have their own free will choose to repent. And as you can see in the last verse of Isaiah 59, God says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit which is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, meaning thy children, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, meaning thy children's children, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And the children's children can also mean those who will, after the 1,000 years are finished, take part in the second resurrection, having absorb the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood. I sent him, therefore, meaning Paul sent Epaphroditus, the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, meaning in high esteem, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Historically speaking, Epaphroditus nearly worked himself to death standing in for Paul, being then restored to health by God, and some of those who will be restored to God's family tree upon repentance will then be delivered up also, at which time the Holy Spirit will speak through them also, bringing even more back into the many-membered body of the true Christ upon repentance, whereby they can take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe, meaning it's a safeguard against the deception being distributed throughout the globe by the Kenites and their four hidden dynasties. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, meaning beware of those who aren't Christians calling themselves the circumcision, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, because circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, as we know from Romans chapter 2 verse 29, and God's family tree is made up of those who are in Christ Jesus, both the natural branches, if they're Christian, as well as those grafted in. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, because Paul, having been chosen from before the destruction of the first world age, was struck down on the road to Damascus by Christ, who then used him to write most of the epistles, and the law, prophets, Gospels and epistles are the four carpenters written of in Zechariah chapter 1. In other words, the Bible, which is what's used to plant the seed of the seal of God in the foreheads of the 144,000 during the grace period of the 5th trumpet. The four carpenters being the positive to the negative, which are the four horns of Zechariah chapter 1, which are symbolic of education, economics, politics, and religion, which are the four hidden dynasties of the Kenites, which are used to plant the seed of the mark of the beast that won't come to fruition until 666, meaning the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial, which is when Satan will appear as the Antichrist in Jerusalem. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, meaning the things of the flesh and the things of this world. Paul counted as dung, and the flesh is what gets destroyed when the true Christ returns at 777, meaning the seventh trumpet, the seventh vial, and immediately after the half an hour written of in the seventh seal, and be found in him, meaning Christ Jesus, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, meaning the first resurrection that will happen at the seventh trumpet, when all flesh will be destroyed and changed into spiritual bodies. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul was predestined to become a Christian and at the seventh trumpet take part in the first resurrection. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, which means mature, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, unless they repent, and many will during the latter half of the 5 month long hour of temptation, because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those who get delivered up during that time. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who won't return until the seventh trumpet, and that's when the first resurrection occurs, who shall change our vile body, meaning our flesh body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, because all who take part in the first resurrection will go into the eternity along with those who will absorb the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood and stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished, whereby they can take part in the second resurrection, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, which should really be Euodia, which is feminine, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Euodia and Syntyche were two women who you could even see as being symbolic in the futurist sense of the church in Philadelphia, which is made up of those of the 7,000s a dock on earth during the 5 month long hour of temptation, and the church in Smyrna, which is symbolic of the 144,000 who are predestined to be brought out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means, because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia. Smyrna and Philadelphia being the only two churches out of the seven made up of those who are predestined to take part in the first resurrection, and then after the 1,000 years are finished, go into the eternity as the Lamb's wife, meaning citizens of the New Jerusalem in the third world age. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. And by process of elimination, you can see Clement here as being symbolic of those who will of their own free will choose to repent at the same time the 144,000 repent, because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia during the latter half of the 5 month long hour of temptation. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, Rejoice. Let your moderation, meaning your patience, be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And it's immediately after the silence in heaven about the space of half an hour written of in the seventh seal that the first resurrection occurs, because that's when the true Christ returns. Be careful for nothing, which means don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of mind that comes from staying in His Word, whereby we know and understand God's plan is coming to pass exactly as it was written. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, think on the things within the Word of God. The law, the prophets, the gospels, and the epistles being what the four carpenters in Zechariah chapter 1 are symbolic of, as opposed to the four horns, which are symbolic of the four hidden dynasties. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And as Christ says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, to those in the church of Sardis who failed to repent when the Holy Spirit spake through those of the church in Philadelphia, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. And those who will repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through the 144,000, and whosoever will, or who Epaphroditus was a type of, as well as those who will take part in the second resurrection after the 1,000 years are finished. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, because Paul was a chosen vessel, as we know from Acts chapter 9, verse 15, which means whatever situation Paul was in, God's word was being furthered. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction, which means they shared in his affliction, being willing to do whatever it took to help Paul, because they knew he was a chosen vessel, chosen in the first world age when Satan first rebelled, because he fought against Satan at that time. And those of the 7,000 Zadok who lived and died throughout the centuries, including Paul, will return at the seventh trumpet with the Lord Jesus Christ 2.5 months after Satan appears as the false Christ in Jerusalem. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. The fruit being the result of the seed, which is the word of God, meaning more and more people were being grafted into God's family tree because of the chain reaction that began in Acts chapter 2. But I have all and abound and am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you, the saints being those predestined to take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household, and Caesar was a type of Antichrist, so you could see the saints of Caesar's household as being symbolic of the 144,000 when they're temporarily grafted into Satan's family tree at 666. But again, they're predestined to be brought out of the deception, along with whosoever will choose to repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia. And then at the seventh trumpet, the saints, as well as those who of their own free will chose to repent, will take part in the first resurrection when the true Christ returns, with those who will take part in the second resurrection being those who will choose to absorb the discipline Christ will teach teach through the millennial priesthood and then stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished, being then able to go into the eternity, which is the third world age, through Christ Jesus as part of God's family tree, all were part of in the first world age. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.